Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Well, Spider, the Spider part of this podcast, not here because he's currently doing jobs for other people with Hire a Spider. He's been flat out from mowing lawns to clearing out garages to making good on promises he didn't keep from last year.
He's absolutely phenomenal. I got to see him work yesterday and, oh, my God, does he fly in?
Yeah, he is an absolute ripper in that regard. You know, last year
it's his love language effort.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, what do they call that? Acts of service.
There you go.
Yep. It's one of the love languages. He's definitely is acts of service. Came and mowed my lawn last year, but also he just put his hand straight up. I got a free table, dining table and buffet off Facebook Marketplace last year.
Mm.
He was straight there with his ute. It was honestly.
God love him.
Yeah, I know.
We had a drainage drama underneath my house and he came over and had a look at it. And I'd been battling it for about a year on my own. And he said, we're going to get in tomorrow and we're going to dig that the full length. And I said to him, Spider, thank you so much. But no, it took a machine 4 days to do what he offered to do by hand on his own.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's the level of nutbag.
Yes.
Yep.
Delusional.
Well, more on Hire a Spider.
Delusional kind soul.
He's a decent human being. He just doesn't show it.
What he's been up to is coming up in this podcast. Serenity Safe Harbour is Byron Bay's original hippie and all things celestial.
Yeah, that lunar eclipse is a big deal in Byron Bay. It sets the druids off, which gets everybody else all upset. So we'll have a little look at that and you will find out in the course of that chat, and it is a true statistic, what the most Googled sentence was in the United States as the moon passed between the sun and the earth yesterday.
I love that. Car park wars around the Gold Coast, they do happen, right?
Well, they happen quite regularly. I could have had one recently, but I chickened out.
Come on.
But yes, the Triple M Gold family, they turned up, didn't they? They gave us their stories.
Yeah, that to come as well. And King Charles, he's good with the finances.
He really is. He's getting people to tour the palaces of the royal family to pay for all the renovations.
Yep, and there's a commercial to promote these tours that we have in this podcast. What else?
Well, here's the thing. I noticed on the news a couple of nights ago that they are having their first driverless cars in Queensland.
Where?
I think Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know how you feel about them. My first reaction, sorry, I've got the hiccups for some reason.
Oh, all right.
If you could scare me, that'd be great.
Would you like a glass of water?
Hey, now I've peed my pants.
Look over here.
Yeah. Would you get in a driverless car? Would you buy one? Would you want that? I love driving. But also the idea of not having to drive and just look around, that really appeals to me. But then relying on a robot and the internet.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think?
I am scared of them.
Okay.
I just think.
Because whoever needs it most in the world, I think, is you.
Look,
you are such a devoted driver.
If there was a 100 million percent guarantee that it was not going to have an accident or go out of control, then I would, yes, of course, I would love to do it.
Right.
But, and obviously, you know, how many accidents happen on the roads? You know,
plenty.
Obviously, that if they came out and said, you know, this is going to, you know, lessen the road toll, which I believe they have said, you know.
They have made that claim.
You'd have to be on board.
But there have been some fatalities too.
That's right. Well, that's right. Mm. If something's going to happen to me in a car, I want it to me to be at control.
To have that last moment.
Yes, in control at the wheel.
Absolutely. Big Al Dobie, what about you? Do you love your driving?
Computers, yeah, I do. Yeah, and computers, they do fall down. There's always glitches.
Mm-hmm.
So just that element of risk.
It worries me about the cashless society too, that you have no way of paying for something if the electricity is down.
Exactly. All right, so for you though, you would
love a driverless car.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why you can't be less than sober in them.
Yeah.
Well, that's because of the computer might fall down and you will then need to take over.
Oh,
God. Do you think the driverless car would have a better chance of delivering you safely to places whether you're sober or
than
not.
You.
Are you a good driver, Flan? Because I will say this.
Yes, go.
When we leave the car park every day, you tear off like a bull out of a gate.
You do.
Yeah, you
I'm suddenly released.
Yes.
Are you easily?
He's speeding out of
work. No, I'm actually, I religiously use my cruise control button and I set it to the speed.
Okay.
And I've noticed that since I do that, it takes more effort not to do it in my mind now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I love that feeling. Like, my buddy told me about seatbelts. He said, get in the car and put it on straight away.
Yep. Yeah.
He said, because you will soon notice that it takes more effort not to put it on if it's your habit.
Yeah.
And I would absolutely love to be able to go and enjoy a nice lunch somewhere and split a bottle of wine with my wife and then be able to be driven home by a robot.
Yeah.
I would think that that's the whole point of making the robot.
Yes. No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make
sense.
But
using the
cruise control through the drive through though, does that work for you?
Oh, bloody oath. Well, you're a visionary.
Yeah.
No. But why can't they just say, yes, you can go and have a few drinks, it will take you home. And if there's a problem, the car does what
It just stops.
Yeah, it just stops.
Disables.
Yeah. I mean, what are those things like drones that just go into a hover and land? Right? Beauty.
Hey, is it true that Elon Musk can shut down all of the Teslas in just a click of a button or a press?
Is that true?
Is that right?
That's 100% right.
No. I'm gonna Google that right now.
I have no
idea,
but I want it to be right.
Yeah, apparently,
he's a maniac and he'll do it.
Yeah, there's a button you can press and it'll just all the Teslas just shut down around the world.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll find out before tomorrow, Al, and we'll put it on the potty tomorrow.
Here you go. Can Tesla as a company or Elon Musk disable any Tesla car he has sold to citizens? For example, like as sanctions against maybe warring countries.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
It says technically, yes.
Oh.
Any Tesla connected to the internet to receive software updates could either be updated or disabled at Musk's wish.
Oh, I really like the idea that so much power is in one Fruit Loops hand.
It happens. Sounds a bit like our show, Flan When You're In Charge.
Okay, here it is.
That'll do.
It's the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show podcast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
King Charles may have had a very difficult sort of year or two, but apparently he's proving to be quite a clever king when it comes to the coffers. He doesn't want to spend money on fixing old dank castles that is English people's money. Mm-hmm. And so he's asking people to go on royal tours and see these castles, and they are turning up in their thousands.
Smart.
Really? Absolutely.
I would totally book and do that.
Absolutely. Well, have a listen to the ads he's running.
This is His Majesty King Charles. Is the world proving a right royal pain? Why not treat oneself to a royal palace tour? See the former Prince Andrew in his natural habitat, working tirelessly for his favorite charity, the Royal Beaver Association. It isn't quite what one thinks, but one's lawyers assure one it does involve a certain amount of wood. And when he's not jousting with bloodless lawyers, and he's trying to tie my ears in a knot behind my head. Oh, he's a laugh a mere month. See for oneself on a royal palace tour. Try Fergie's Cafe, where the meatballs are made of Group 1 winners, guaranteed. The first 500 to book a royal palace tour will receive a copy of Andrew's favorite magazine, Nummy Nummy Knockers and Noodles. Hope to see you on a palace tour, or as Andrew calls it, the wifey queue. Come and see for yourself how regrettable it all is.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
May I have a rant?
Oh, please do. Please. Absolutely. Is it about one of us, though?
Yeah,
no, it's not.
All right, then ping your ears back and go hard.
Unusually. It's about rude parkers, as in car park. All right, so last week I went to Pack Fair with one of my teenage daughters and obviously busy-ish because it's school holidays, and so I was driving around looking for a car park and I saw this one little space where there were three available.
Well,
so I drove over there, but I got there and realised they were parents with prams. So obviously I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm not going to park there. But there was one just down from that, so I snuck in there. As I'm walking to the lifts, here comes this orange sedan, zooms into the parents with prams. And I just, I had a bit of a look and I thought, I don't reckon there were car seats in the back of that car. So I sort of just pretended that I was, you know, looking at my phone so I could just wait until the person got out of the car.
Yes.
Like, who do I think I am? But anyway.
Just checking on them.
Yeah. So this woman gets out of the car, just, you know, had a bit of a look back and then just walked straight upstairs. Oh, no kids.
Arrogant.
I know. And I just thought... Yes, Al, exactly.
So what did you say to her?
Well, I didn't say anything.
No,
I know.
Why?
I thought about it.
You didn't have a crack at her?
No.
What would you have said, Emma?
If I was in a mood, I might.
Oh, if you were tired.
I would have parked behind her, turned my car off and gone and shopped for 4 hours.
Yeah, blocked her in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. Look, I honestly...
I hate people like that.
So do I.
And I see it all the time. And I felt really guilty over the weekend.
Yeah.
Right. I picked up when I was in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm. Because you were down there for gathering.
Yeah, I was in Adelaide for the weekend and I got picked up by a mate of a mate, you know, the driver, the guy that gets me over there. And, you know, he's driving around anyway. We had to go to a couple of places and he parked out the front and it wasn't in a disabled place. It was in a normal parking spot.
Yeah.
But after he parked, he grabbed out his mum's disabled sticker and we were totally fine, us two. And hung it on the mirror.
What?
So he could claim an extra 2.5 hours parking.
Pretended to be a handicapped woman.
And I felt so bad. I was like, you can't do that.
Don't do that.
Look, I didn't say anything, though.
No, you can't do that. But, there you go. You're all tough as me.
How could you? I'm sitting next to him.
Yeah. Look, I guess, and at least it wasn't in a designated disabled car park. But, yeah, that would have actually reflected really badly on you if someone saw you and him walk away.
They would have gone, Spider Everett. 291 game veteran, and him and his driver and his mate using a fake thingy. No, that would have not played well at all. Here's one in car park wars that I really want to ask you about.
Mm.
If someone drives past a park, right, that's becoming available, someone's reversing out and they're past that park, and they pull in and put their blinker on like they're going to reverse back into it.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're a no?
No, your roulette number's already gone.
Right.
The ball's gone to the next number.
No, I think you're right too. What do you think, Ali? If you go past that park, you're done.
No, sometimes you need to reverse. Some cars you need to reverse into the spot.
Yeah, but you've got to claim the spot first. If you're past the spot, it's like the roulette ball's gone from 35 to number 6.
Does the blinker have to go on before you go past the
spot? Absolutely.
Right, no, get someone to jump out of the car and stand in the spot. That always works. That's fair.
There's a bloke did that to me the other day. He went past, and he went past 50 metres. And he had the blinker on. It was 50 metres. I'm not even joking. And then he gets out of his car, reverses and parks me in, right, where I'm in the park, and he says, oh, you took my park. You went down there, mate. I couldn't see your car until you started reversing. And then he missed out on a park right behind him because he was abusing me.
Yes, good on him.
That I did point out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Look, there's nothing funnier. And, okay, now you're making me jealous. I wish I had have confronted that lady. But I was a little bit sketchy. But I'm sure
don't.
There would have been plenty in the Triple M Gold family that have car park wars. Have you confronted a rude parker?
Nice.
Just tell us about your general car park wars. They're liquid gold. Rita in Southport, tell us about your car park war.
Good morning, guys. Alrighty, so this happened not too long ago. I was in Southport Park car park there trying to get myself a park, and I managed to with ease. However, right behind me, all I could hear was this, that's not yours, that's not yours. And I was like, what's going on? And I turned around and there's a gentleman who has clearly got his indicator on to turn into the car, into the car park, except this other gentleman decided that he wanted the park. Mm-hmm. So he's proceeded to try and get in front of him. And this lady is in front of his car, kind of like spread eagle kind of position going on there. And she's blocking it. That's not yours. That's not yours.
Oh, I love
it. And she's telling me, back up, back up.
Yeah.
And this huge commotion. So I'm not sure if he was spoke too well of English. I'm going to assume that's what it was was going on. Because he proceeded to drive forward. And she's kind of like jumping backwards. Anyways, he's run over her foot.
Oh.
And she's like, you're on my foot.
I love it. No. That's a good way. I do that if I want to get away with a car park.
Yeah, thank you, Rita.
I don't speak no English.
Oh, my God.
That's all the time.
This poor lady, she nearly ended up a hood ornament, this lady.
Yes, thank you, Rita. Good morning, Kaya in Mullandina. What happened to you?
Hello, good morning. I went to my local Woolworths.
Mm-hmm.
No parents with pram parks, which is fine. I pulled in, did my shopping, came out. My son was only very young. And I had this man in a car that had parked beside me. Very crooked. His back end was right next to my door where I put my son in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was in the car on the phone. He saw me come up and he just sat there and looked at me, struggling to try and get my son in the car.
Oh.
So did you unleash?
Come on.
I tapped on his window.
Oh.
He tried to ignore me. So I said a few choice words at his window and said, you know, how do you expect me to get my son in the car? Look how you've parked.
Yes.
Could you please move? And he still just ignored me. So,
what? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a pig.
yeah.
I think that's when you're allowed to drive a screwdriver through their tyre.
Oh, no, we don't. Yeah. Just,
no, I'll have to check the road rules, but I think that's when you're...
yes.
All right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Kaya, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is what terrible, but you are allowed to drive a screwdriver into his tyre.
Imagine that in the Queensland Main Roads Handbook. If someone's being an absolute pig, you may take a screwdriver.
Or a Phillips head. As you yell, I know speaky.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Kim, when have you tackled or been a part of the car park wars?
My favourite place to go is Dan Murphy's, and I always do click and collect.
Yeah. Okay.
And you get there some days, and they're all taken up, and there's no one in their cars. So I park behind them.
I love it. Yes. Yes.
Wow. And that's fair. That's great tactics, Kim.
Poor.
I love it.
Yeah,
that.
I park behind them, pop the boot up, and I'll wait. And if they come out and say anything, I'm just like, hey, who's in the wrong here?
Oh.
Put a little innocent voice on and go.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And that was a very good innocent voice.
Yeah, you can't get angry back at that.
Well, no, how can you get angry when you're sitting in Dan Murphy's anyway? There you go. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back Hire a Spider.
Hire a Spider.
Yeah, well, we're right amongst it right now. Hire a spider if you need anything done around the house or workplace. If there's jobs, odd jobs that you just sit there and look at, it's never been done. Well, you know what? Hire a spider. Give me a ring. I often say there's not much I can't do.
Mm.
And
I love your prices.
Yeah, price is free.
Zero.
I just turn up, get it done. Don't expect me to talk to you because I don't. I just get in there, and I actually do want to apologise to a few people if I do seem rude.
Oh.
No, because I do. I just get in there, do the job. I don't sit there and say hello.
I can't believe that.
So if you do register Triple M Gold, just Google that. You'll be able to find us.
Just treat him just the same way you would Rain Man and you'll be fine.
Yesterday I went out to Donella, did her gardens, big gardens, a lot of grass. That was huge.
Yeah.
I also picked up a bit of green waste from Sid, your mate.
Yeah, lovely couple, Sid and Kim out at Narang. Yeah. Haven't they got a great layout there at the back? It's just the best place for a barbecue ever.
Yeah, they got a great layout, and Flan come and help me out. Well, he didn't pick up a tool, but he ate four sausages. So
nice work.
Well done, Flan.
He's correct about the sausages.
And also I went out to see Samantha. She wanted her garage cleaned out. And you know what?
Her garage cleaned out.
Her garage cleaned out so she could fit her car back in there.
Yeah.
And she was unable to do it. I turned up there and then she ended up ringing Nellie in the afternoon.
Oh.
I just had Spider here cleaning out my garage and I just want to say a massive thank you. So I tell you, he's firm and he's fair. Lounges, mattresses, kids' toys, whatever he could grab. This is keep, this is maybe, this is going. And I wasn't allowed to keep much. So I tell you what, all these things you accumulate, that sentimental value, not get rid of it. I'm like, no, no. I'm pacing around my house, waving my hands like I've just got off the phone to my sister telling her all about it. And my car's in there now. I've got three kids, you know, it's amazing. He's so nice, so over the moon.
Hang on.
Did you have someone else sub in and help you? What did she say at the end?
She said this.
He's so nice.
Thank you.
Actually, didn't Liam from the Street Patrol go with you? She must be talking about
him. Liam is a good guy.
He's a very lovely guy.
She was stoked. She was able to get her
car. That's a brilliant effort.
I've seen those pictures.
Go to the socials.
Really good feedback.
Go to the socials, have a look. And today we continue... Yeah, if you've been listening, and if you haven't been listening, have a listen, because Kerry from Coomabah, she wasn't happy.
I rang last year when you had Hire a Spider and I said I needed some garden bed levelled and a bit of weeding. You said, yeah, I can do that. And you said that on the radio and nothing ever happened. Nobody came.
So I'm out there at 9 o'clock this morning. Kerry isn't happy. We're going to see Kelly. We're mopping her floor because she's got a crook elbow. And then... we had this call and we couldn't let this fella down. And this is for the whole Triple M family today. If you're up and about, if you're around, where is it, Labrador, Arundel, at 3 o'clock
up
onwards,
north,
have a listen.
Wiz, what do you want to hire a spider for?
Well, it's my birthday and I'd love to go out with Spider because he's a good guy and he does a lot of things for the whole community.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Do you want to hire all of us? Do you want us all to come out or just me?
No, you all can come. No worries. More the merrier.
Well, it's Wiz's birthday today. Big shout out to Wiz. Happy birthday, Wiz.
You're a beautiful human, mate.
Yep. He's a wizard. How old's a wizard?
Oh, we don't know. We'll find out. And if you want to find out, 3 o'clock, we're all going to the Hound and Stag.
It's
13 Wright's Place, Arundel. So just across the road from Harbour Town.
Great spot. Nice.
Yes. So, 3 o'clock. If you want to come in, say hello. We're all going to be there and we're going to shout Wiz a couple of beers and a feed for his, I think he's 350th birthday.
It's not a vampire.
Hire a spider and dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Thank you, dear boy. And I'll just say, right up front, my adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour, but in my glory days as North Queensland's only psychic... The others all succumbing to their injuries. I was known as the crop-dusting queen of Rockhampton.
Amazing.
I was known as Bridget Boom Boom Lablerta. And what's wrong, Al Derby? And when I sang at the official opening of the North Rockhampton Landfill and Waste Transfer Station, I performed in an 8-foot ibis suit made of actual ibis. And my ibis character was called Lady Keister Latrash, the Dirty Dirty Bird.
Oh.
Now, Lady Keister still holds the record for the North Queensland suited character, struck the most number of times by Forex cans and still retaining consciousness. But
full cans.
I'll say this, full cans.
Oh,
it was
destructively
wasteful. It was 38 degrees when I donned the ibis suit, when Bridget Boom Boom Lablerta, the North Queensland crop dusting queen, climbed inside the 8-foot ibis suit, Lady Keister Latrash, the Dirty Dirty Bird, and Boom Boom Lablerta let loose with a Category 5 fart that blew the head off the suit.
Oh, wow.
And that's when the 4X started flying.
Right.
But I came here today to speak of the lunar eclipse.
Of course you did.
Absolutely. I wish I was living in Rockhampton back in those days.
Ah, look, nothing better than a good big bin chicken.
But let's talk lunar eclipse and the significance of it. Did you know that the lunar eclipse will disturb the animal kingdom and they will all behave differently? Spider Everett, spiders, for example, in the wild will destroy their own webs.
Oh.
I think this full moon is why you're destroying webs all over town and hiring the spider.
Absolutely, yeah. Muck up any web.
Mm-hmm. Are you cleaning out or are you cleaning up? If I see anything on Facebook, I'm going to root through your dumpster, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't, but anyway.
I think I did.
What I'm about to tell you about the lunar eclipse is 100% true.
Oh, Serenity.
Serenity.
Come on.
All right.
Sometimes I worry about America. Now, the lunar eclipse took place and it sort of sashed America, if you will, a little bit like the Richmond jumper. It sashed America with shadow for 2,000 miles from Mexico to Canada. Now, what do you think the number one thing that was Googled in America during the lunar eclipse was?
Oh, I'd say like the end of the world or something.
The black hole.
Hand on heart, the number one thing Googled by Americans during the lunar eclipse was, why do my eyes hurt?
What?
Yeah.